Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster, and we're going to be talking about what's going on because, ladies and gentlemen, we're living in some of the most dangerous times of your life and my life. Now, certainly there's a gentleman named Robert Samuelson who writes a syndicated column across America, and of all the commentators that I read, he's one of those that makes the most sense, just plain common sense about what's going on today. And one of the things that he simply points out about is what's going on in Europe. And he just points out that the countries over there have massive amounts of debt. And there is no way around these massive amounts of debt. They've been living far beyond their means for a long period of time. They've been giving all sorts of pensions and benefits and keeping the tax rates low so they can get the support of everybody and providing all sorts of benefits for people that they couldn't afford and running up ever higher levels of debt to the point where today, if you look at what's going on in Europe, almost all of the countries are having real debt problems. The only one, well, even Germany has a very real debt problems with certainly a debt to GDP of about 87%. But at least they have a growing economy, and most of the other countries don't. Even France, the second largest economy in Europe, is having very real debt problems. In fact, there's a chance they may actually mark down their rating, borrowing rate, and certainly we know that Greece and Italy and Portugal, the others, are in real trouble. But certainly even France, the second largest economy, Italy, the third largest economy, they're all head over heels in debt, and there's just two ways you can get out of that. One is simply by default, and the other is by inflation, and neither one's a very good alternative. Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster, good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, and you're certainly right about Europe. Those sovereign countries and their banks are holding untold amounts of bonds from one another country, and there's no question that the six countries that have problems, Italy and Greece have had them for over 12 years, and should have never been accepted into the euro, and neither should Portugal and Ireland. Ireland wasn't mature enough as an economy, and Portugal has been a laid-back economy for a long time. And I know I used to live there, and the system is not repairable. You're right. They are going to have to default, and they're going to have to get rid of the euro. And that's probably a good thing, because this experiment headed towards one world government really has been a disaster. I mean, if it wasn't for Germany, the whole thing would have fallen apart a long time ago.
But, of course, the globalists don't want that. The globalists want to maintain the European Union. There's the first stepping stone towards uniting the world. They're going to do everything they can to try to keep the system going. Do you think they're going to fail?
Absolutely. I thought they were going to fail 2 years before they started it.
All right,
I mean,
fine.
You can't have a group of countries together with no constitution, and then when they ram it down everybody's throat, illegally, they have one interest rate for everybody that just doesn't work because they're at different stages of development.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, Bob, you go right ahead.
And also, you have this dream of transnationalism, which is...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In Europe today, with massive debts that cannot be dealt with other than with hyperinflation or default, and suddenly both, of course, alternatives would be catastrophic. So suddenly I would look, I just hope and pray that he's right, that the European Union is going to fail. The European currency is going to fail, but, of course, what about the danger of inflation? Inflation in Europe, inflation here in the United States. Do you see this coming and coming very soon?
Well, official inflation is over 5% in England. Of course, that's not the continent, but still, that makes the inflation about 13% in realistic terms. In the United States, they're calling 3.25%, and it's 10.6%. It should be 14% by the end of the year. On the continent, inflation's running at probably around 8% all told, and that inflation is going to pick up because you have the European Central Bank inside of the bond market purchasing bonds of many countries before, but now they're taking in bonds which are from Italy and Spain. And, you know, we're talking probably just up front about $800 billion. Now, who in the heck is going to pay for that? Well, we know who's going to pay for it. They create the problem by issuing or buying these bonds, and the people of the different countries have to pay for that. Well, in Germany and Holland, and particularly Germany and Finland, they decided that they don't want to extend themselves, period. And they want to take their losses and call it a day and forget about this European Union and the Eurozone. And this method is sort of an end run around the constituents. We'll say in Germany as an example, who come out in March and said, look, this is not what we want to do. This is what we want to do. And they go around the whole situation by purchasing those bonds and throwing the debt back in the countries involved. Well, they're not going to be able to pay those debts, and that'll take everybody down. It's dumber than dumb. And the things that I've cited that guarantee failure have guaranteed it. And I wrote about them 12 years ago. Nobody was listening.
Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you'd like to talk to Bob Chapman, of course, basically here in the United States, while we're having ever more problems, as you know, of course, the Standard & Poor wrote down the ratings for America from 888 at AA+, but that's it's just the first step. America, for all intents and purposes, is bankrupt and will never be able to pay back its bonds, and more people are beginning to believe that. Of course, we have another very real problem, and that is the fact that most of our communities, most of our cities, most of our counties, most of our states are living on borrowed money. I mean, it's got to be the way of life, you know. You don't want to have to tax the people. So you just borrow the money so you can keep providing the benefits. But eventually, you've got so much money that you've got borrowed. And Chris said, you either got to borrow more money. But what happens if people won't lend it to you? You have to raise the interest rates to attract of sending people who buy your debt. And then if they actually rate you and they change the rating for a state, that means, of course, that the bonds are going to be more expensive. You're going to have to pay more in the way of interest rate, and you're already short on funds. So basically, it sets up a vicious cycle. Have they started writing down the debt of any of our states yet, Bob?
No, not that I know of. There have been a couple of bankruptcies municipally, and I think there'll be more. I think what the states have done, the municipalities have done, is they've just cut back. Massive layoffs, of course. And they're going to have to keep on doing that until they bring everything into balance. The situation, because of what they've done, in reducing costs, is not nearly as bad as experts thought it would be. And myself included, I thought it would easily, we would see 100 municipalities get in financial trouble and go to bankruptcy. And, that hasn't happened yet. Just a couple or few. And that means that they've done what they've had to do, but look at 22.6% unemployment. That was the trade-off.
And, of course, as the municipalities and the states lay off more and more people, of course, they have less and less income coming in. And this, of course, adds to the level of unemployment. So I think that unemployment is going to go a great deal higher. What about your thoughts?
Unfortunately, yes, I think you're right. And it's going to be insidious. What has happened here, besides what we just discussed, is QE 1 and 2 and stimulus 1 and 2 were not really to help the average person. They would have helped the banks or the financial structure, not only here but in Europe, as well as the U.S. federal government. And everything else has been left by the wayside. Now the White House is talking about the renting out the foreclosed houses. I wrote an article, it's over 8 years ago now, and I said that the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac would go bankrupt and be taken over by the government, and everybody in the Beltway knew it. Well, it happened. It was right. But I said there's a more sinister reason for all this, because as you're standing with millions of homes in the bank's book, so to speak, and they can't be sold. It's a perfect opportunity to nationalize housing. And eventually they expect to own all the houses. That's the way they do those things under fascism. And this is where we're headed with this thing.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to John, who's calling us from Spokane, Washington. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. About 3 million people have lost their homes so far. And, of course, there's probably another 8 to 10 million who are going to end up losing their homes before this is over with. It's certainly so many people are behind on their payments, and there's just no way they can get caught up. And they're actually, of course, they owe far more on the house than that housing price is worth. And what they've done is artificially inflate the price of the homes, and they encourage people to keep borrowing and borrowing and borrowing, using their homes as a piggy bank so they can spend money that they didn't have and have the good life. But ladies and gentlemen, the days of the good life are over. The America we had based upon debt no longer exists, and I do not believe during my lifetime it will ever come back again. Well, John, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes. I was wondering, I've been noticing the recent economic yo-yoism of the secret controllers, and I was wondering, I noticed that the U.S. dollar currency is bouncing up and down against gold. I was wondering, do the other major currencies in the world, have they been doing the same thing?
Generally speaking, yes. A number of second and third world country currencies have gone down after having made a gain against the dollar. And that could continue. They want to be competitive, and more often than not what they do is that they will print their local currency, and they will then sell it for dollars, and that cheapens their currency. And so that's a method of doing that. But today was a very interesting day, unusual, and it shows you something very important. The dollar went down today, the USDX, which is six major currencies, versus the dollar went down 0.73, which is a lot. And it ended up at 73.87. And at the same time, gold, very unexpectedly, rose in the vicinity of some $22 or $23. And people really didn't expect that. And so what's happening is gold over the last 2.5 years has taken out the U.S. dollar as the number one world reserve currency. And it's just a fact. And very, very sophisticated people in the financial world realize that. Very few do. And the ones that do, of course, particularly those in sovereign nations and large entities, we'll call them, they're buying gold. I mean, even Mexico just bought 100 tons, which is substantial. That's about $5.4 billion. And hopefully they bought the metal and not some futures contract. But anyway,
hold that thought, Bob. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295. Okay, Bob, you were just saying a lot of countries are buying gold, central banks are buying gold, and this is an unusual situation, but we have never seen a situation where there's been this much demand from major buyers for gold.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
We could go to $100 an ounce at Sydney, that we're just on the edge of something major, that the gold and silver stocks are going to go up, the price of gold and silver are going to go up, the gold coins and the collector coins are going to go up. And then, of course, we have John from Spokane, who has another question for Bob. Once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. John has one more question. Go ahead, John.
Yes, I was wondering about silver. I noticed that the value of silver is seems to be relatively stable against gold. And so I was wondering, I've been wondering for a while if there's a lot more silver in the world than there is gold.
Well, all of silver production is used commercially. And gold production, relatively the same. But big silver projects are not available and won't be for years. And the inventory has been wiped out, whereas that's not true with gold. Gold is sitting in the vaults somewhere, different kind of vaults. And so that really is what that's all about.
And basically, of course, silver is essential for many, many electronic purposes. There's a certain amount of silver in your laptop computer, in your cell phones, and there's nothing else that will really do as good a job as silver. So, as long as it's used industrially and, of course, monetarily, it has certainly a very dual opportunity to increase in power. Anything else you want to say, John, before we let you go?
Oh, yes, I really enjoyed the great program. I'm glad you're still on the air. I hope you're on for a long time to come.
All right, well, please encourage other people up there in the Spokane area. Okay, God bless, and let's, of course, go to Jay, who's calling also from Spokane. Once again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Jay, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. Please explain the Libyan monetary situation and the banking situation there, especially in relationship to the Bank of International Settlements.
Where is there?
In Libya.
Libya, yes.
Oh, Libya. Okay, quick rundown. They're in Libya. The two main reasons, well, there's so many reasons. Number one, Mr. Gaddafi refused to join AFRICOM, which is an integral part of the plan for the new American century. And that had the people in London and Washington furious. Number two, he wanted to install a golden dinar to be used in trade between the countries. Of course, they didn't want that. There's four water aquifers under the country. The Americans and the British want to get a hold of them. They have the second largest inventory of oil in the Middle East behind Saudi Arabia. And it's the best oil in the Middle East, maybe the world. So that's worth quite a bit of money. They have, I can't remember the exact figure.
They had about $40 billion on deposit in American banks. We just stole it all from them. We went to war with Libya, and then we stole all their money. So if you have a, you're a dictator throughout the world someplace, don't put your money here because they'll steal it from you. Go right ahead.
The amount of money in total is $100 billion. The rest of it was held in Europe.
Okay.
And, yes, it has been stolen. And they say it's frozen. It's gone. And they also have in Libya itself, I think it's 450 tons of gold. And they have an independent banking system, and they want to change, the outsiders want to change that. So there's a whole bunch of reasons why they're in there.
And it has nothing to do with being concerned about civilians. I mean, who do you think's financing the rebels? Why we are the Bank of England, if you haven't heard Lord James' testimony before the House of Lords, we have it. Basically, of course, we're at war with Libya because we want to steal what they have. That's it. And it's not we, you and I. It's the Brotherhood of Darkness that controls our government, makes mockery out of the electoral process, controls the media, controls the banking system, controls both political parties, controls the major corporations, and, of course, controls largely what the American people think. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
And bank accounts that you've talked about in the past held by office holders in the United States?
I haven't covered that before in any of my letters.
All right, fine.
Have you, Stan?
No, I really am not acquainted too much with the part that the Vatican Bank, other than the fact that they just have so many people there. Anyway, thanks very much, Jay, and let's go to Victor, who's calling from Amsterdam. That's Amsterdam, New York. But before we get to Victor, why, I'll put out our telephone number. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Bob, I want you to tell Sydney, our listeners out across America, how they can get in touch with you, get a copy of the International Forecaster, and why they need to have that International Forecaster today. Because I will tell you quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, we are on the verge of some of the most devastating financial calamities that our nation has ever seen. And you need to know what's coming down the line. I don't know a better source of information than Bob. Newsletter, it comes twice a week on Wednesdays and Saturdays. I look forward to it. I read it through from cover to cover. Go right ahead, Bob. Tell people how they get in touch with you, and then we'll get to Jay. And once again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
The International Forecaster is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. We publish, as you said, on Wednesdays and Saturdays by email, about 40 pages each time. And we have a hard copy that goes out to those who are not on the Internet. And we also believe that everything that you need to know is in that publication every week. The hard copy goes out twice a month. If you'd like to get a free introductory copy, you can go to our site, theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com, or you can go to www.intforecaster.com. That's intforecaster.com. If you have a question, and we answer everyone, or if you would like a copy of either, or if you would like our report on gold and silver shares, you can email us. And that address is Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. B-O-B at intforecaster.com. And for those of you who would like to call toll-free, that number is 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine, and then let's go to Victor in Amsterdam. That is Amsterdam, New York. Victor, do you have a question or comment?
Question. I was wondering, Bob, I remember reading in my economic books in college that during the Depression, the United States at one time was going to send all their gold to France to the end of the Depression, and the United States decided to keep all the gold. And this was like the bulk of the gold of the world. Controlled the world market at the time. And how much actual gold, you know, gold you can touch is actually in these foreign countries, and how much do we have left?
Well, you know, that's a very good question, because since 1988, the United States government, by executive order, formed the Working Group on Financial Markets, signed off by President Reagan. And that's when, legally, the U.S. really got into it as far as the sale of gold, and they enticed others to do the same thing. The end result has been not only the sale of gold, but the leasing of gold. And this leasing is held on the books of the banks as still being in their possession, when in fact the banks have lent the gold to the likes of J.P. Morgan Chase, which is in turn immediately sold it into the market, used the money to go do something else, and then sent the funds back in the form of dollars to the country which leased this gold to them. So we don't know where any gold is. We don't even know whether the gold which is in Fort Knox and West Point and under the Federal Reserve Building in New York is really there, or if it is there, has it been tested? I mean, is it really gold? Because what's happened 3 years ago, the Chinese bought some gold in London, got delivery and tested it, and found that it was tungsten. So the question arises, if the gold is there in Fort Knox, and is it really gold? And who does it belong to? So we don't know how much is where, and it's been a big secret, and they perpetuated this. So the question, very simply, can't be answered.
We are told, you know, the majority of the gold is sitting underneath the basement there of the First Federal Reserve Bank in New York City. But we don't know, Victor. These people lie about everything. I mean, they're certainly not about lying about the Gulf of Tonkin incident so they could kill 58,000 American boys in Vietnam for absolutely nothing. They're not above lying about what happened on September 11th. That's, of course, involved us in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq and Libya and Yemen. And we never would have been over there if it hadn't been for what happened on September 11th. And believe me, they've lied to us about that. Anything else, Victor?
I guess the when they had the real gold, make the rules there.
That's right, the golden rule, as it were. Hey, thanks very much for calling. Let's go to Suzette calling from Monterey, and again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Suzette, did you have a question or comment?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Yes, I had a comment. Hi, Mr. Chapman. I've been a longtime student of yours and appreciate all that you bring to the table. I just wanted to reassure you that there are a lot of people, especially young people, who are wide awake and pushing against the New World Order and this the insanity that is this government. And Ron Paul is at the lead. And I think, you know, I think the straw poll, even though he gets treated abominably in the corporate media, I think it's very important to realize that a lot of people aren't watching the corporate media. People need to turn that off and just get busy. We, you know, he was, I guess, percentage-wise, basically equal to what Bachman got in vote, I mean, and left everybody else in the dust. And that's just grassroots, people getting on the phone and calling voters and talking to people and sharing his website where his platform is spelled out. And people are getting his message. So I think we have, there is hope, but I think one of the things that's very important for the average person, I mean, I know for some people that are in business, they have to watch the news and see what the rest of the world is getting. But I think for the average person, it's very detrimental to watch the news because you feel so helpless and hopeless when you're being lied to, and it's so confusing, you know, when they're telling you one thing, the corporate media, and you're feeling and seeing something different.
You know, it's so interesting. This is I saw the headline after the weekend poll where Chris. The reason Bachman won was because she bought the votes. She gave 4,000 people free tickets to get in. She only got about 4,800 votes. And, of course, Ron got about 4,700 votes, a little less than that. But his people had to pay to get in. Michelle bought, gave tickets away to get her supporters in, $30 each, to essentially bribe them. But after the there was a report in the newspaper, and the headline says, Bachman wins the straw poll and Pawlenty places third. And they totally ignored the fact that Ron Paul was second. So that's the way that the media is. You're absolutely right. And so the best thing we could do is simply give up on the regular mainline media. It's controlled. And you're going to have to go to the alternative media to send me some of the good websites that think you can fairly well trust. Alex Jones, Drudge, Cindy Joel Skousen. And then, of course, listen to Radio Liberty and Alex Jones and Joyce and John Loeffler. Anything else you'd like to say, Suzette, before we let you go?
Yeah, I would just close by saying that I think the fact that they ignored Ron Paul's win was an indication, the GOP particularly, when they came out to announce, I don't know if you saw this, but when they came out to announce the winner, they just announced Michelle Bachman and didn't give results for anyone else. And all of the reporters were sitting there going, well, what about the rest of the results? And then they saw that it was Ron Paul, how close he was, and they did the math, and everyone understood. It was so blatant that I just realized they have every right to be trying their best to ignore him. But guess what? The rest of the country isn't. So anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Take heart, men.
God bless. Thank you very much, Suzette.
We will.
Bye-bye. And I think there are a lot of people out there like Suzette who really are concerned. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly gold and silver are doing very well, considering this is the summer where ordinarily why nothing much of anything happens. And you're talking about a silver that certainly is just about $40 an ounce. And I think it'll be $50 an ounce in another month or so. And then, of course, the sky's the limit from there, because, of course, there are relative shortages of silver. And certainly the gold-silver ratio is way out of kilter. Now, basically, of course, according to Bob Chapman, Why, of course, J.P. Morgan Chase and Hong Kong Singapore Banking Corporation, affectionately known as HSBC, have massive short positions. In other words, they've sold silver they don't have, trying to drive the price down. And what we're seeing today is a totally manipulated stock market, total manipulation of the price of gold, and of silver and commodities and oil. It's all done by the Working Group on Financial Markets with the help of certainly of the major bank corporations, which together make up an important part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. So, you know, until the American people understand that the stock market is rigged, if they get into the commodity market, why they're destined to lose, they have to understand that this is all crooked. But, of course, you have the crooks in charge of people who have no loyalty to America but to an internationalist dream of this one-world government, a one-world financial system, the destruction of Christianity and a one-world religion, of course, then installing the coming world leader. Well, we have a caller on the line. We'll be with them in just a moment here. Suddenly, Bob, as we see what's happening, we've got Dale calling from Moses Lake up in Washington. Hi, Dale. How you doing?
Hi. I wanted to bring attention to an article that was in the back of the Spokane paper. It was in the bulletin board there, and this fellow wrote a few lines here. I'm going to read it to you, and then I'll hang up. In FDR's time, his first choice of being Wall Street was to hire the best thief he could find, Joe Kennedy. His work to shop stock swindles was a success. However, the wealthy hid their wealth. Then gold was outlawed. Now, after Nixon, Reagan, and Bush, it's legal to own. So guess why gold won't replace dollars? Because you never loan against a commodity that's worth $800 an ounce one day and $150 tomorrow. It would destroy the Federal Reserve System. I'll listen to you on the radio and see what the comment is.
Well, why would it be $150 tomorrow? This is an international commodity, and basically the price is going to move because banks throughout the world, do you honestly believe that the price of gold is going to fall when central banks throughout the world are desperately buying gold? When suddenly the Bank of Mexico bought 100 tons of gold here within the last 2 weeks. Do you honestly believe that they are stupid enough to buy something where the price is going to go down?
Well, I was just wanting to quote this.
I think that article is frank government disinformation. What's your thought on that, Bob?
Well, I think you're right. And don't forget, back in the 1930s and the 20s as well, things in the market were different, the rules were different, and so you can't make a comparison between now and that time. They're much more complex today, and the Federal Reserve is in much more trouble than they were then. It's been admitted in recent years that the Fed caused the depression by withholding the money and credit from the market. And so any statements about gold from then are irrelevant now. The basic fundamentals of gold are the same in relation to currency. You have to have a gold backing. There's nothing else that works. National Reserve currency that pays no interest. It doesn't work because what happened historically, if you look at history, in other civilizations, when they have not had backing, they just make a mess out of the whole thing by increasing the amount of money or credit outstanding because they have no anchor to keep them from doing that.
And you find in ancient Greece, you find it in ancient Rome, you find this time and time again over the last several thousand years. What makes you think we could have a currency without gold and silver backing today? basically, of course, my son went down to the local bank where he is in Oregon and was talking to the banker there about buying gold. And the banker's response was, well, I mean, why buy gold? You can't eat gold. And, of course, when my son told me that, I simply replied, but have you ever tried making a sandwich with a Federal Reserve note in between the two pieces of bread? And, of course, basically, they'll do anything they can to keep people from getting gold. Dale, there are all sorts of phony information out there. Anything else you wanted to say?
Well, I just was wondering, because the last line he said it would destroy the Federal Reserve bank system by manipulating the gold up and down like the stock market.
Well, basically, what we need to do is get rid of the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve has nothing to do with government. It was created by the banks.
That.
It's a privately owned corporation designed to enrich the bankers.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, sir.
God bless. Thanks very much for calling. And our guest, Bob Chapman, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-8295. Well, Bob, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. And, you know, there's just so much anti-gold propaganda out there.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour. And only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends, use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that, thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Make your preparations for the very, very difficult times that lie ahead. And certainly Ron Paul is doing an excellent job of getting people out there to understand the total fraud of our current monetary system, which takes paper, prints value on it, and then, of course, it's disseminated across our country, while the people of great wealth are busily accumulating gold and silver and commodities. They know exactly what's going on, but they're trying to convince the American people that their fortune is to be made by investing in the stock market. Well, the fortune is to be made by investing in the stock market, but not for you. And the people who are selling you the stocks are going to make their fortunes, and you are probably going to end up ending of being impoverished in your twilight years. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We do have a few advertisers, and we're very grateful for them, but primarily we're dependent upon our listeners to finance the network. Almost 65 stations now that we have all across America, where at least sometime during the week, people are hearing the truth. And with your help, we'll grow that number, but we need, of course, to be able to maintain what we have. If you are in a position to help, please call us at 1-800-544-8927 and join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you're not in a position to help, and certainly with a high level of employment, and believe me, they're lying when they talk about 9.1%, the U6 level of unemployment, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, is over 16%. You take out the totally fraudulent, certainly birth-death ratio that they put in there, it's over 22% of unemployed, given up looking for employment, no longer receiving unemployment benefits, or simply underemployed. And it's a tragic situation, and it's only going to get worse because they're doing everything they can to drive our jobs overseas, which is why if you are a corporation and you stay in the United States, you pay a 35% of corporate tax. And if you move overseas, you pay 5%, 10%. Why do you understand why our corporations move overseas? Because they want them to move overseas. Oh, they tend to give you all the excuses why this happened. No, ladies and gentlemen, the Brotherhood of Darkness controls certainly our legislative process. And they want our corporations to move overseas. They want to take our jobs overseas, our manufacturing overseas, our wealth overseas, and raise the living standards throughout the world in preparation for the coming government. This is why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and to understand the dark spiritual forces that energizes the wicked people who are intent upon impoverishing the American people and destroying our economic system. So the Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to hear my talk. It's on DVD. The Forbidden Secret, The Dark Secret, two separate talks with syllabuses for each one of them. Of course, then we're going to be, you want to get certainly our four CD set on the going into the Trilateral Commission. That's a DVD on the Trilateral Commission. And certainly you want to get the other material that's available through Radio Liberty, go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And certainly you can look at all the DVDs, the videos, the books, the CD sets, the tape sets. We have things you won't find elsewhere, from interviews with Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor. That's in the Secret Government 4 tape set, to interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. That's, of course, the interview on a JFK assassination. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and ministers. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can listen 24 hours a day on iPod, by telephone, to our archives. And so we'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw.
Let us all be grateful. While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance grateful.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, certainly for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Shaw. And we're going to be talking about Agenda 21 and all of its various manifestations. And basically what people do not understand is there is a master plan. It is the agenda for the 21st century. It came out of the Second Earth Summit in 1992, the Rio Summit, and it's only been codified and it's written up. It was available from the United Nations. It's available from Michael through his ministry, freedomadvocates.org, and to my ministry, radioliberty.com. And you need to read Agenda 21. We have an excellent book on this by Stealth and Deception by us and our good friend Orlean Coulomb. But this gets into all the things that are happening today. It has to do with the fact that they shut off the water to the Central Valley of California. Why did they do that? Do you honestly believe it was because of a three-inch smelt? No, they wanted to destroy agricultural development in the Central Valley of California to impoverish the people there. They wanted to shift agricultural production to other countries, but they can't tell the American people that, oh, no, it's about the smelt. They certainly want to force you to actually use less electricity. Is there a shortage of electricity? Of course not. They can produce all the electricity they want to. Well, what about the fossil fuels? Well, the fossil fuels, the CO2 is not producing global warming. They simply want to lower your living standards. When you understand that, it all makes sense. They want to decrease the amount of water that you use. They want to decrease everything that you do and lower your living standards and impoverish the American people as they raise living standards throughout the world. And, of course, those people who are allowed to live because they really do intend to kill off most of the world's population will live at a most lower standard of living. And with that as a background, our special guest this evening, who certainly has studied this and one of the outstanding spokesmen and champions of trying to educate the American people, Michael Shaw. Hi, Michael. How are we doing?
I'm really fine, Dr. Stan. It's great to be on your on this hour of this show, and I look forward to it. It's been a while since I have addressed this issue on your show, and it doesn't go away. You know, people need to understand that Agenda 21 continues to infiltrate at deeper and deeper levels every community of this country. There is an organized federal assault now deployed down to the state level that has infected every county in the country. Every county has their Agenda 21 program. It comes under sweet and warm and fuzzy terms, but I guarantee you that it's operating in your community. It is operating in order to make your community an outpost of a globalist world order. We need to understand what that world order is. We need to understand how it's taking over our local government, because all battles and all real wars are always local. And this battle is one fought without guns. It's an intellectual assault on the American concept, and it's in your town. And unless you stand up, as many are around this country today, unless you stand up, your town will be lost.
And because they come into your town with these fast-talking people from the RAND Corporation or other organizations using the Delphi technique, and they invite everybody to come to these visioning meetings. Oh, we're going to have a visioning meeting. We want your input and your ideas because we really don't have much time to listen to you. And basically, of course, the idea is already decided ahead of time. They know what they're going to try to sell you. And if you object to it, why, of course, they'll try to shut you down. But you need to participate so that a lot of people aren't taken in by their slick marketing techniques aimed at destroying America. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, you know, to pick up on that concept, let me make a quick comment about what I want to conclude today's discussion with, and that is how in the San Francisco Bay Area, I mean, we're talking about one of the real seed banks for the globalist Agenda 21 movie, the partnership movement. The partnerships between government and business in Silicon Valley are enormous. The political philosophy that exists in the San Francisco Bay Area is just primed for utilizing the strategies of Agenda 21. And in fact, the San Francisco Bay Area Association of Governments, the AMBAG organization, which I'll talk about also, the Association of Bay Area Governments, a federalized Soviet system of federal deployment, which comes into every community in the country, in the Bay Area, it is called AMBAG, and they bring these federal mandates into every local government, force them into these mandates. These mandates are all in compliance with Agenda 21, called Sustainable Development in many communities. And this is how the federal government, creating a extra-constitutional layer of government, the so-called Metropolitan Planning Organizations and Councils of Government that run every city government in this country, needs to be understood by the American people, because if we're going to peel this globalist assault that has been directed toward Americans, we have to understand the mechanics. And the mechanics certainly include these federalized regional organizations that dominate every square inch of land, the policy for every square inch of land in the United States. So if we want to recapture our country, recapture our freedoms, we've got to do such things as remove our local government from these federal organizations that come in and imbue your local government with all the stratagem necessary to make your town a local outpost of the world authority, of the dawning world authority that's been set up with public-private partnerships. That means economic fascism, with multinational corporations working with governments, state governments. The perfect example is Texas Governor Perry.
Hold that thought. Michael, we'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Michael is simply saying that there are these programs set up all across America. And they start out with these visioning presentations, and of course they end up by getting their people into positions in government and setting up these extra-governmental boards and Sydney. And of course this is all coordinated by the RAND Corporation, the Aspen Institute, by these Council on Foreign Relations think tanks, by the Trilateral Commission think tanks, and the whole idea is to sell us the fact that these people are there to make a better life for us and improve our standard of living, whereas, of course, this is a fascist concept of bringing control on the public and doing away with the electoral process and doing away with the function of our local elected officials. They want this fascist bureaucracy to control every aspect of human endeavor. This is a coordinated program. It's a subversive program. It's an unconstitutional program. But because of the degree of control of the media, the average person has never heard of this. And, of course, they work in conjunction with the local television stations. In many areas, the radio stations, fortunately where we are, the radio station will tell you the truth. And we've got a couple of good radio stations here that are getting the facts out. But in many areas, people have no access to the truth, and as a result, why, of course, these fascists run roughshod over them as they massively expand the bureaucratic control over every aspect of life and human endeavor. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, that's right. Let me read from the United Nations Sustainable Development Agenda 21 page. There's thousands of pages, but this is one of the pages from their website, where they proclaim, quote, Agenda 21 is a comprehensive plan of action to be taken globally, nationally, organizations of the United Nations systems, governments, and major groups in every area in which human impacts on the environment. That means every breath you take, as they define human impacts on the environment, because it is the breath you exhale that causes global warming, according to these people who want to take comprehensive control of every aspect of your life. They go on to say in that same webpage that the Commission on Sustainable Development was created in December of 1992 to ensure effective follow-up of the United Nations a program to monitor and report on the implementation at the local, national, regional, and international levels. So we've got this all-seeing eye is gathering all this information about everything that society and everything the individual does. That is part of the Agenda 21 program. It is to monitor and control all human action. Now, Agenda 21 in the UN describes the program themselves by way of a little illustration we call the three E's. These are the three E's of sustainable development. They're equity, economy, and environment. But what do those terms mean? Well, by equity, they mean that human beings are to be remade in the image of the classical communist man. That is, where you sacrifice your life for what you're told is the common good. Individualism is an idea that simply evaporates. That's the equity aspect of Agenda 21. The economy has two components. The first is the establishment of public-private partnerships. We used to call that economic fascism. Public-private partnerships at every level of economic activity. Multinational corporations serve that interest as they are the direct beneficiaries of the economic aspect of Agenda 21. But you get public-private partnerships at the local level as well. Certain developers who agree to build to sustainable development standards, meaning that they want to build stack 'em and pack 'em units in urban areas, they get a lot of free government money to do that, and they become the partners to develop the kinds of units where people can be monitored and controlled in their every action. That's the thrust of sustainable development. Now, the other aspect of the economy portion of Agenda 21 is the international redistribution of America's wealth, because under the Earth Charter, one of the founding documents for Agenda 21 policy, under the Earth Charter, all nations are to redistribute wealth within the nation and between nations. So that's why for decades now America's had a foreign policy that just ships all these dollars offshore, all for the purpose of advancing the creation of this global governance situation. You say, well, wait a minute. You can't tell me that both the Democrats and the Republicans are behind this, and that's exactly what I am telling you. For decades, Democrats and Republicans have been firmly at leadership level. I'm not talking about us ordinary people out there in the voting booth. I'm talking about the leaders, the Rick Perrys and the Mitt Romneys, and of course the Barack Obamas, are committed, all of them, to the establishment of this world order. You say, well, how can that be? How can everybody give in to this dynamic? And I say, well, there is a reason. The reason is we have a funny money monetary system. Money is simply made out of thin air by centralist, globalist families who control the central banks of all the countries and control the Bank of International Settlements. And through this monetary control, they're able to affect the political process in every country around the world. They own the Democrat Party. They own the Republican Party. And we get the result, which is a continuing decay of the American society as unemployment rises, as moral values decay, as the structure culture of our society just begins to fade away, as our educational system is taken over by central authority coming out of Washington, D.C., a Washington, D.C. that's firmly committed to Agenda 21 policy. That can be proven and illustrated in so many ways, and for people who say, well, where's the meat behind this? I say, well, this is a radio show. Go to freedomadvocates.org. Spend the next 2 hours or 2 months studying. Your results will be clear. The evidence is overwhelming.
And the things that these people have written it all out, it's right there in black and white. I said you can get the Earth Charter on point 10A. It talks about equitable distribution of wealth within nations and among nations. Equitable distribution of wealth within nations and among nations. How do you get equitable distribution of wealth among nations? You transfer the wealth of the United States to other nations. That is why, of course, we are doing everything we can to transfer our manufacturing base to communist China. That is why we're doing everything we can to make sure they can bring their products into the United States without tariffs, and why, of course, we allow them to put all sorts of barriers to our products going into their country. That is why, simply last month, the United States had a $58 billion trade deficit. In other words, we imported $58 billion more than we imported. And I should say we imported $58 billion more than we exported. That gives us a trade deficit of $58 billion. Multiply that by, certainly, by 12, and you're talking about almost three-quarters of $1 trillion, almost three-quarters of $1 trillion trade deficit if we were to keep up that. I mean, and all that money is going throughout the rest of the world. Of course, it's helping to stimulate the economies elsewhere and destroy the economy here in the United States, because there's no way, of course, that our workers can compete, you know, if they're getting $15, $20 an hour with somebody who works for $4 a day. And our leaders know that. But they want to transfer our wealth overseas. It comes in the Earth Charter. Have you ever heard of the Earth Charter? Do you know how to get a copy of it? Do you realize that it is part of the Mein Kampf of this whole movement? Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, you know, if listeners have not become aware of the Earth Charter, they need to talk to their children in school, because most children in school have heard of the Earth Charter. The Earth Charter, in the words of its authors, is to replace the Ten Commandments. We're talking about very serious philosophical and practical consequences of the implementation of Agenda 21. But I'm talking about the three E's. We talked about equity, and we talked about economy, and the third E is environment. And the environmental movement is what has given the legs to this whole Agenda 21 globalist political economic takeover of America. Well, but by environment, they don't mean keeping the air and the water clean and making sure that one person doesn't pollute the property of another person. No, by environment, they mean putting nature ahead of man. And this gives rise to their written call in their biodiversity assessment report for an 85% reduction in human population sometime during this century.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, these people are deadly serious. They're already in the process. They've already killed several billion people. They kill millions every day. And, of course, they intend to kill off most of the people in the world today. And people say, well, that couldn't be true if it were. I'd hear about it. But ladies and gentlemen, it's happening. In fact, if you would look into it, you'll find out that it is very real and what's happened. But our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 in Sydney. They are quite open in what they want to do. Go up to the internet, look up my population control agenda monograph, and or certainly you'll hear a talk on planned population reduction. There's so much more. In fact, that's what I'll be talking about at the October 23rd meeting. We hope you'll come here. It's going to be held at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. Michael will be there. We want you to come to that meeting. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Specific analysis of how Agenda 21 has infiltrated each of these 20 communities. And by community, I mean the town, the county, you know, the general area within a state and the state itself. There is no place in all of America where we couldn't do the same thing. The patterns are the same. The specifics of the NGOs and the little nonprofits and the governmental players and the state policies vary from locale to locale. But you can go to our website if you want to, if you're a student and you want to see the patterns. You can go through these 20 localized speeches to show how, to find out how the principles and the practices appear in every town. Once one understands that, one has to turn around and say, well, how's it happening in my town? And that's where every American has opportunity to do something. And many Americans are now beginning to do exactly this, to discover how it is Agenda 21's come into your town and to begin to make a public splash about that. And let me give an example, Stan. This one's heartwarming for me and for you, because we're right on the outskirts of the San Francisco Bay Area. San Francisco Bay Area itself is consists of 9 counties, not to include Santa Cruz, but we border several of those counties, San Mateo and Santa Clara County. And those 9 counties have now been exposed to the globalist latest iteration of how it is our communities are to be restructured. And so what's happened in the San Francisco Bay Area is that a program has been announced by ABAG and some other regional Bay Area outfits for the creation of a one Bay Area plan. Now, the purpose of this plan is to get everyone into the confined urban centers with available public transportation so the car can be eliminated. The promoters of One Bay Area are very clear about that level of objective. Now, what's happened in San Francisco is that this One Bay Area group has gone around to the various locales around the Bay with their little visioning session that you made reference to earlier. Now, in Santa Cruz, of course, we dealt with these visioning sessions 10 years ago, learned how to bust them up. They can be busted up, and it really sets the engine of the globalist machine operating in your local town way backwards. Well, when this program hit the East Bay, out in Concord and, you know, Contra Costa County and Alameda County, led by the East Bay Tea Party, a full expose, a consensus-busting circumstance was engaged in successfully by members of the East Bay Tea Party. There's a two-hour video that shows what was happening and how these people dealt with it, posted at Freedom Advocates, and for those around the country who are readying themselves for the same play happening in your town as what's been happening in the San Francisco Bay Area, it's definitely a worthwhile watch.
And basically, of course, they cannot stand opposition because everything they're doing is a lie. And the whole thing is carefully planned. It's called the Delphi technique. The outcome is decided ahead of time. They get you in. They say, we want to get your ideas in here. But if you are organized, you can shut them down. You can prevent them from getting their ideas over. You can protect the people who attend these meetings, innocent people who don't understand. And they'll adjourn the meeting because they cannot expand, stand to be exposed. They're like vampires, and they suddenly flee at the first signs of light. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, that is definitely true, Dr. Stan. But here for One Bay Area, this is so key to the regionalization of Northern California. It expands beyond this concept of One Bay Area. They are unable to abandon this program. So they're going to come back again and again to the public with their expose programs, and the people in the San Francisco Bay Area are organizing to be able to expose this whole dynamic. Now, in the San Francisco Bay Area, there is no more fulfilled globalist local outpost in the entire United States than the Silicon Valley-based San Francisco Bay Area. If we can beat it here, that's a good sign for everybody else. But notwithstanding, everybody has to be worried about the application of Agenda 21.
Hold on, thought we'll be right back.
While the storm clouds gather, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a
Well, Michael, you go right ahead. But no, I think this is really rather exciting because, you see, these people are totally dependent upon no opposition. And when there is opposition, they have no real reply because it's all a lie. It's all a subversive effort on the part of these wicked and evil people to control the masses, to get us out of our cars. They want to get us. This is what the bullet train was all about. But the bullet train is not going to work because they've run out of money. Are they ever going to put in some sort of train traffic here where we live? They bought, I don't know how many miles of railway track here. And, oh, this is wonderful. You you know, and this is going to solve all of our problems. You're going to make real money off of this 16 miles of railroad by shipping freight from over a distance of about 5 miles from Capitola to Aptos. And suddenly, Capitola to Aptos? I mean, who's going to pay to ship freight? Oh, we spent $250,000 to get the experts to tell us that we were going to make money shipping freight from Capitola to Aptos, so this was going to be economically feasible. Well, it is economically feasible, and the nice thing is the whole system is beginning to break down because there's not the money for it. And basically all of these programs that control us, the people, and control our children and get us out of our cars is dependent upon the ready availability of large sums of money so that they can have their bullet trains, so they can have their local trains. Everything is to get people out of their cars onto bicycles, into sustainable communities, and get them where they can be controlled and watched from early morning to late night. And the whole system's beginning to break down. Have you run into that, Michael?
Well, yeah, you know, I'd say yes and no, Dr. Stan. I mean, they can solve their money problems by printing and distributing to the states and locales. And we can expect they're going to be doing that in increasing force. But when you combine the fact that the printing presses have been running overtime for the last 3 years, and that it is most probable that they're going to continue that overraging print of money, and combine that with the fact that last week Bernanke said he's going to hold interest rates to zero for the next 2 years.
Hold that thought for just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Michael's saying that he thinks, you know, as long as they can continue printing money, they're going to continue with these crazy programs. And Sonny Bernanke's talking about expanding the money supply, quantitative easing 3, maintaining a 0% interest rate till the middle of the year 2013. This almost ensures we're going to end up with suddenly significant inflation that's going to destroy the value of everybody's life savings. But they don't care how much they destroy in this country. They don't care how much they steal from the population by inflation. They have an agenda, and that is to impoverish the American people. And that's what they're going to do. And inflation ensures that most people who are suddenly getting ready to retire will lose the value of everything they've worked for all their whole lives for. Inflation is the cruelest tax of all, and most people have no idea what's really going on. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or locally is 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Michael, before we go on, I want to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your website and get the information from Freedom Advocates.
Well, the website is freedomadvocates.org. That's freedomadvocates.org. And we've been in existence for 11 years, focused from the start on how it is that the program of Agenda 21 results in a political derecognition of your unalienable right to your life, to your liberty, and to the use of your property. This is the grandest scheme in the history of humankind for centralizing all control and power over everything. And the real threat is that the political process that exists in America, including the entire media dynamic, I mean, other than alternative media, is fully on board, fully controlled by the forces of world finance and world governance. There is no reason.
I can concur with you totally. Go ahead.
I was going to say that there's no reason, though, for us to think that the ball game is over. We need to understand what we're fighting and begin to peel it back. You know, Dr. Stan, a year ago and prior, we've been talking regularly about this organization, ICLEI, the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, that comes in from the UN to your town and begins to establish all the land use rules. Well, this year so far, 13 communities have kicked ICLEI out. And the brouhaha is building in many, many cities. So that's the first step in peeling them back. Now, I'm going to suggest the second step is to recognize the existence of a federalized Soviet extra-constitutional layer of government that covers the entire nation. You know, Soviet systems are systems where you don't have a representative, an elected representative. That's not to champion democracy, but it's to champion the democratic system for certain for holding political power. But what we have with this extra tier of government, these regional outfits, which are generally called MPOs, Metropolitan Planning Organizations, and or COGS, that is Councils of Government. These exist everywhere. California has what's called the CalCOG, which breaks into about 30 different geographic areas, one of which is the San Francisco Bay Area. That's run by ABAG, the Association of Bay Area Governments. Now, ABAG is an MPO. Its official purpose is to take federal funds for purposes of transportation dollars. But what ABAG is doing is that they are the primary organization behind this one Bay Area regionalist plan for smart growth and public transportation. The federal government is giving ABAG $200 million over the next couple of years to facilitate the spreading of the Agenda 21 land use development scheme and transportation scheme in the San Francisco Bay Area. Well, when you think about your schooling experience in eighth grade, your civics class talked about the national government, the state government, and the local government. But they never talked about the nationalized, regional, unelected councils that control every decision your local government makes. What the One Bay Area plan is doing under ABAG is it's telling every city, unless you sign up, you don't get your share of this $200 million. And so the cities are signing up to do what they're told to do by this Sovietized regional governance, which is fully committed to Agenda 21 at the local level. And that means that the financing for the establishment of the Agenda 21 infrastructure, Sachem and Packham homes, public transportation, the ability to monitor through things like smart meters and control every human action.
It has to do with putting up those cameras so they can watch you. It has to do simply with us and the tapping everybody's telephone through Project Echelon. It has to do with assigning everybody a number, making sure everybody has a card so anything they buy will be, they'll have a record of it. And, of course, if you are using cash, you have to be reported to the FBI because you might be a terrorist. I mean, why would anybody want to use cash? As in, it has to do with monitoring you by a GPS satellite. It has to do with the fact that if you have a laptop computer, there's a little camera in the top of it. So isn't it nice? You can talk to other people and they can see you and you can see them. But, of course, there is software that can be utilized to watch you even when it's turned off. The same thing is true with your cell phone. They can monitor where you are and listen to your conversations even when your cell phone is turned off. In fact, there's software in your cell phone to track exactly where you have been. And when Apple was asked how that got into their iPods, they say, oh, shucks, we just have no idea how that software got in there for tracking people. Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that, we've got a bridge we'd love to sell you. It's all decided ahead of time, ladies and gentlemen. It's all fixed. It has to do with monitoring people from the cradle to the grave. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, that it does, Dr. Stan. Let me make one mention that will directly affect some listeners, but everybody should be mindful of this. Governor Perry in Texas has been the hardest advocate for the creation of the North American corridor system. Now, Governor Perry has threatened to withdraw Texas from the United States. Governor Perry stands up there and acts like he's American. Rick Perry is the most prototypical globalist I can think of on the American political scene today, and that includes Barack Obama.
In fact, he's even been at the Bilderberger meetings. I don't know that Barack has been there, although there's some rumors that he has, but Perry was Bilderberger meeting, I think, what, 2007, something like that. But suddenly he's picked, he is the establishment's candidate to oppose, of course, of Barack Obama. It really won't matter in 2012 whether you have Rick Perry or Barack Obama, because the globalist candidate will win. Go right ahead.
Well, the point about Perry is that he, working with the Libertarian Party, in Reason Magazine's founder, Poole, I forget his first name, have been working for years to create, through Texas, what's called the Trans-Texas Corridor. This is a total utility system, including highway system, that begins in on the Pacific coast of Mexico, comes through into the U.S. border at Corpus Christi, spreads out over Texas, and then, you know, follows up through all paths within the U.S. and into Canada, so that a single continental trade and distribution system can be established, so to create the kind of political economic dynamic that we see in Europe today. Well, there have been a few people, my favorite leader against the Trans-Texas Corridor is a woman named Terry Hall, who runs the Texas United for Reform and Freedom Organization, so-called TERF. And what has happened in Texas over the last 8 years is this transcontinental corridor situation, which is to be run by European multinational corporations, and for which every time a Texan gets on the freeway he's already paid taxes to build, now sold off to a European multinational who then charges you to get on and off the freeway every time you get on. This is the public-private partnership, the core economic dynamic for the New World Order, multinationals working with government in order to subject the people. Now, through the work of TERF and other organizations, after many, many twists and turns with the legislature and with Perry's office, basically won at the end of the day. Perry is now back with a new program. That program is called the Innovative Connectivity Plan. We went from Trans-Texas Corridor to the Innovative Connectivity Plan, where certain roads will still be established, very, very many fewer, but still established in order to create that transition from Mexico into the United States for the free flow of goods and services, which would not be subjected to any American customs review. That means we've got this major Trojan horse highway waiting to be filled with whatever the globalists want to fill it with while they distribute it throughout the United States. Well, having suffered a substantial defeat on the Trans-Texas Corridor, at least as of the moment, Governor Perry has undertaken emergency resolutions that turn into public-private partnerships virtually every other type of public infrastructure. Senate Bill 1048 was passed by the Texas legislature, which Perry signed into law in June. Now all public infrastructure, including public buildings, schools, nursing homes, ports, mass transit, are to be auctioned off to private interests in long-term sweetheart deals with taxpayer subsidies and profit guarantees benefiting the public-private partners. Governor Perry is the most thoroughbred globalist operator in America today. Once we got rid of Schwarzenegger in this state, I say Perry takes number one. The reality is today, though, that every governor across the United States is dabbling in the same stuff. Perry's just dived into it more fully than the others. But wherever you are, your official, Kasich up in Ohio, the perfect example, public-private partnership, the same economic system called corporatism by Mussolini and called fascism by Hitler, is now the economic system advanced by American leaders of the Democrat and the Republican Party.
And it appears, you know, it was really so interesting the way that they dealt with Governor Perry this weekend, and he was the big issue. It wasn't really what happened in the Iowa straw poll. It wasn't the fact that Michelle Bachmann actually paid people, paid for their entrance to the poll. I mean, basically she got 4,800 votes, but she paid for 4,000 of that 4,800. Of course, the fact that Ron Paul got did so very, very well there. But, of course, they wanted to defuse any mention of Ron Paul by emphasizing the establishment's choice, Rick Perry, Governor Rick Perry, who is a globalist and certainly the enemy of freedom. But he's handsome. He says the right things. He's already, of course, working to corral the Christian vote by getting key Christian leaders to endorse him, whereas, of course, he is not coming from a Christian perspective at all. He's coming from the occult globalist perspective, and not one person and not one Christian leader in 1,000 probably has any idea what's really going on. You go right ahead, Michael.
Well, I think that really sums it up, Dr. Stan. We are at a very dangerous point in history right now, in all of human history. And humanity is relying upon the restoration of American morality within the essence of the American individual. We need the American man and woman step forward, you know, rather than to continue to allow the rise of the communist man in this country. Because, gee, if you're a liberal living on a hill somewhere, and you've been all for these communist notions, but, you know, you've got your house, so you think you're okay, you better start thinking again. Because the reality is, coming from the left and coming from the right, is this globalist program that has everyone in their sights, that has no regard for their own soldiers. They're people they'll throw under the bus just as quickly as they're going to throw you or me under the bus. We're talking about a totally immoral movement that regards human beings not as having been made in the image and likeness of God, but regards human beings as their personal chattel in order to engineer the world they want to live in. You say, well, who's the they? And I would say, that's not always easy to define, but it certainly includes globalist bankers. It includes various monarchs. It includes certain political families and figures like Gorbachev or Bush. But the important thing are the ideas. We need to understand what it means to be American. That means we've got to go back and study some history, understand the nature of unalienable rights, understand what our ancestors sacrificed in order to deliver to us freedom, which means a government that is controlled. It's not a government that controls, it's a people that control their government. We need a whole new batch of politicians. We need to get the government out of education because they have spoiled their chance.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw. We're wrapping up our program here at Radio Liberty. Well, Michael, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I would wrap up the program by saying, if you...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States.
The message from the Georgia Guidestones contains the Global Biodiversity Assessment, which is one of the three basic legs of the whole Agenda 21 program, has my population control agenda monograph in it. All sorts of very important things. The Sustainable Development Syllabus goes along with my talk on Sustainable Development, the Road to World Government. We have a four-tape set on sustainable development, a four-tape set on population control. We carry the excellent book, By Stealth and Deception. It's Arlene Kohler's book on Agenda 21. We carry her book on smart meters because the smart meter or subversive meter or spy meter are all part and parcel of this movement. We actually have a 4-CD set on smart meters, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we need to remind our listeners of my ministry, Radio Liberty, priced primarily listener-supported. We do have some advertisers, and we really appreciate that. But, of course, the main source of our funding are those people in the audience. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If not, then, of course, we hope that many of you will certainly pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Let me just remind you, we're having an all-day meeting here on the 23rd of October, just a couple of months here, at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, and you can call right now. You're going to need reservations. Call for them. I will be speaking in Littleton, Colorado, on the 17th of September. I believe that's a Saturday, 17th of September. And if you need more information on that, you'll be able to get that from our exchange. That's a talk on the 17th of September in Littleton, Colorado. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will certainly want to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. That's The Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to understand the spiritual forces that energize the wicked people behind the movement towards sustainable development. So you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on the dark secret, my talk on the forbidden secret. They're two separate talks on DVDs, and there's syllabuses that go with both of those. And then, of course, there is the other books that we carry on so many different subjects to understand what's really going on today, and the fact there is a worldwide subversive movement. If you want to know how they actually are promoting drugs throughout the world, the American government is the largest purveyor of drugs. You need to get the book, The Search for Kun Saw. The Search for Kun Saw. We also carry Drugging America and Defrauding America, and we have a 4-tape set with 6 actual interviews in it entitled, Is There Really a War on Drugs?, where you'll hear actually a press conference with Bill Clinton when he's the president. He's asked about the drug smuggling at Mena Airport in Arkansas when he was governor, and his reply was, well, that was the federal government. That wasn't me. That was a federal operation. Yes, it was a federal operation. The government was smuggling drugs into America to destroy the lives of our people. A federal operation. But Bill Clinton was the president of the United States. Did he stop it? Of course not. If he tried to do that, they'd send him on a trip to Dallas. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the president is a figurehead for the Brotherhood of Darkness and the dark spiritual forces. If you doubt that we have professional assassins that kill people, you need to get our 4-tape set, a 4-CD set on deadly assassins. If you want to know what happened to Martin Luther King, the execution of Martin Luther King, 4-CD set. Bobby Kennedy, we have the book and the DVD, at number 1-800-544-8927. Grateful for a land.